out of here, but good to be with you in any case. We know the Eucharist is an important part of our lives as Catholics. It's something that we hear a lot about, we focus a lot about in the Mass. But why doesn't the Eucharist have a greater impact on my life, we might ask ourselves. If I'm receiving the Eucharist often, shouldn't it make a difference in my life? Should I see things that are different? Well, I think it's important to remember that our freedom is always kept intact. The Lord always wants us to have the freedom to say yes or no to Him. You know, one of the things you might think about is a little analogy. The athletes, you know, eating is one aspect of their training. One aspect. But there's many other things that they need to do in order to be ready to do whatever sport they're called to do. So receiving the Eucharist helps us in accord, I would say, it helps us in accord with how it fits into the rest of our lived experience, our lived life. Receiving the Eucharist is an expression of our unity with God and our desire to live the life of God. So the Church has always said that the Eucharist is a source of strength, but that we must always strive to unite our lives to God. There's a difference between saying, on the one hand, I really need strength, I really need help in living this life, this Christian life. And on the other hand, saying, you know, I consider myself a Christian, but only in as much as it fits how I want to live my life. It's a little difference, maybe you notice that. True Eucharistic devotion, I would say, should be paired with a regular desire to go to confession, and if able to do so, and a prayer life, and obedience to the Church's teaching. As Catholics, the Church tells us to attend Mass weekly, but she doesn't necessarily tell us to receive the Eucharist weekly. You might ask, why is that? Well, attending Mass regularly is a helpful thing for us. It helps us to live this life we call Catholicism or Christianity. It creates a pattern where we have the opportunity to come, be nourished both spiritually and physically, socially with our friends who maybe help us to live our faith. So the Church recognizes that this is helpful for us. But there may be reasons there, you know, a person might not truly be prepared to receive the Eucharist, whether it's a short-term thing or a long-term issue that they need to be able to resolve before they can truly say to Christ, yes, Lord, I'm ready to receive you, I'm striving to live in union with you my whole life, and I've taken the necessary steps to put you first in my life. So the Eucharist is not a reward for good behavior, you know. However, receiving the Eucharist is an action whereby we say yes, as much as we are able to all that Christ and His Church asks of us. So it kind of shows this expression of, yes, Lord, I'm trying my best to live in union with you, and I've done everything that I can to do that. Notice today in the Gospel, you know, we hear about the Jews who are murmuring against Jesus and what he's saying. So if we find ourselves living in a way that's not in harmony with Christ or Catholicism, if we haven't been absolved of serious sins, for instance, or we really aren't ready to receive the Eucharist fruitfully, are there things that we need to resolve in our lives? We might ask that of ourselves. Is there something in my life that I need to resolve before I can really fruitfully receive the Eucharist? You know, anybody can come up, you know. It's not like we have a little light that shines down and say, oh, this person's not Catholic, or this person's moral sin, or this person is not, they were chewing gum, or they ate food 30 minutes ago. We don't have a little light that tells the priest that. You know, if you come up and you look like a Catholic, you're probably going to get communion. But the thing is, what is God going to say here? What is the Lord going to say? Because He's the one that really, it's all about Him, right? It's encountering the Lord. So what do we do when we come forward? Are we really open to God? Are we saying, yes, Lord, I want to be totally yours. I want to live my life in harmony with you. So we see today Jesus speaking, you know, I am the bread of life. And what are the Jews are struggling with this? They're really not in communion with Him. It can be the same for us today. If you are not united with the Church and her teachings, with the way she asks us to live, or with the people around us, the body of Christ, then you might not be able to receive the Eucharist in a fruitful way. Before real communion can exist between ourselves and Christ, we need to resolve anything that stands between between us. We are body and soul. We believe that there's a physical world and it's deeply connected to a whole realm that is hidden from our observation. You know, most people are pretty willing to feed the body. We eat, we sleep, we exercise, hopefully. Maybe we even, you know, exercise intellectually, grow our ability to think and so forth. But do we operate with the understanding that there's a whole spiritual realm out there that is also just as real as what we can see with our eyes? Do we feed our soul, and how? Well, certainly, I would say there's three little areas. Prayer, we must have a prayer life. If we don't pray, we're pretty much guaranteed to be spiritually dead. We need to have a prayer life if we want to be close to Christ. Secondly, we need to have this awareness that there is a spiritual battle going on out there. The devil's real. He's out there. You know, we don't have to be afraid of him. But if we aren't following Christ, if we aren't doing what we can, he's going to get in there and he's going to cause mischief. Especially if we're trying to break free of his influence or his attachments in our life, or if we're trying to help others to do so. He's going to get in there and cause trouble. And third, finally, we should have this deep reverence for the Eucharist. And if we're not in a state to receive him, we should do whatever we can, whatever we need to do, to get back into the state of being ready to receive him as much as we can, and as often as we can. You know, going to daily Mass is also a great thing. If we can go, shouldn't we go? Think about it. The Lord is the source of some of our lives. Do we really live that way? Do we have that awareness? We're not obliged to attend daily Mass, of course, but it's a wonderful thing to do. And if you really want to see change in your life, consider doing it from time to time. Begin attending daily Mass, maybe once or more a week, and see what happens. Be surprised by the changes that you might see in your spiritual life. Jesus tells us clearly that he is the bread of life. Three times he says that today in the Gospel. We are meant to receive the Eucharist. Jesus tells us this. But do our lives reflect the desire to become like Christ? Or does our reception of the Eucharist signify that I want Christ to accept me on my own terms? Jesus, take me as I am, but don't accept me to change. Don't accept me to be anything differently than what I want to be. Is that a response? I think sometimes we all ask that question, how am I doing with this? Do we ever tell Jesus this by our actions, that we only accept him to so much of our lives, not the whole thing, just this part of it? Jesus tells us this, that he wants to be with us. Maybe we don't see it with our actions, or maybe we don't see it with our words, but do our actions show that we are resistant to him in certain areas of our lives? The Eucharist is the source and summit of our lives as Catholics. Is it evident by the way that we live? Is it evident by the choices that we make? Is it evident by what we say and do? Come, O blessed Savior, and nourish my soul with heavenly food. Come, bread of angels, and satisfy the hunger of my soul. Come, King of kings, and make me obedient to your holy will. Come, friend of the sick, heal the infirmities of my body and the weakness of my soul. Come, good shepherd, and take me to yourself. O most holy mother, O most holy mother, Mary the Immaculate, prepare my heart to receive my Savior.